Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Brad Choate, talking with our money man, Jordan Goodman. And Jordan, how about the numbers for the week?
Well, the economic numbers are good, and the stock market's not doing so well, actually. The ISM service index was up to a 10-year high. That's really significant that the service sector is doing so well. Gargantuan volatility in the stock market this week. We had 2 days with drops of more than 1,000 points, some huge upturns. For the week, the Dow ended down a bit to 24,190. NASDAQ ended the week down at 68.74. Oil fell pretty sharply, down from about $65 to $59 a barrel. Gold was also down from about $13.50 to $13.13. And Treasury bond yields rose up to 2.8, almost 2.9%. People are going to get hurt in long-term bonds, Brad.
It sounds like that. The interest rates on the rise. Explain what that means for folks.
Well, if you have long-term Treasury bonds and interest rates keep rising, as I think they're going to, you're going to lose a lot more in principal then you're going to earn an interest. If you're earning 2.8 and you lose 10% in your principal, you're behind the game. I'll tell you an alternative that I'm using, which might be of help to the listeners. I'm doing something called secured real estate funds, where you get an 8% yield, but it doesn't have market fluctuations. So if interest rates go up or down, it doesn't affect you at all. A website people can find out more about that is securedrealestatefunds.com.
The budget bill, let's talk about how that'll affect folks.
They finally passed it. Instead of closing the government down, Congress passed a budget bill which is going to increase the deficit by $300 billion, but at least puts everything out 2 years now. It also raises the national debt ceiling, so we don't have to worry about that. So people complain about the spending, but we won't have to worry about these budget crises and shutdowns all the time, at least for 2 years.
Jeff Bezos is back in the news.
He is. His SpaceX launched the Falcon Heavy rocket very successfully, and in there was one of his cars, the Tesla Roadster, his own very car. And Amazon said they're going to go into competition with Federal Express and UPS to deliver packages. They're going to go into their own kind of delivery service. So big news out of Amazon.
How about the mergers for the week?
So Broadcom is increasing its bid for Qualcomm to $121 billion. This would be the largest technology takeover ever. Qualcomm is resisting it. We'll have to see what happens there. In Britain, two of the major newspaper companies are getting together. Trinity Mirror and Daily Express are merging in a deal for about $176 million. And then Trunk, which is the company that owns the Chicago Tribune and the LA Times, is selling the LA Times to a biotech billionaire named Patrick Soon-Shiong for $500 million. And I think the LA Times people are glad to be out from under the Tribune wing.
We're visiting with Camo X money man Jordan Goodman. And Jordan, I always look forward to the Rogues Gallery.
So the CEO of Lululemon, a guy named Laurent Pantven, was fired for sexual harassment. Steve Wynn, the top guy at Wynn Resorts forever, resigned over many allegations of sexual harassment and paying off women for not speaking. That wasn't very good. The Fed Reserve put Wells Fargo in regulatory purgatory, I guess you might say, fired four of the top executives, and also limited their growth and mortgages and all kinds of other things. The stock plummeted on that because of everything that Wells Fargo had done to violate rules over the last few years. And then Uber is paying a $245 million settlement with Waymo, which is the self-driving car division of Google, to settle a case where Uber was basically trying to steal self-driving technology and secrets from Waymo. So instead of battling forever in court, they're paying them off in Uber stock. So a good resolution in that particular case. So some interesting rogues.
Sure are. That's Jordan Goodman. For more information, you can visit his website, moneyanswers.com. I'm Brad Choate.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.